time for Name That Tune.
Yes, let's play Name That Tune. I've got tunes for you to name and clues to go along with them. I'm going to read that clue first, and if you know the tune based on the clue, you buzz in with your name. Your name is your buzzer. Test your buzzer,
Steve,
please.
Steve,
the buzzers are working in the room. Don't worry if you don't know the tune. By the time I'm done reading the clue, I will play the tune for you if no one has guessed. Same rules apply. Your name is your buzzer. Try again.
Steve, got it.
Beautiful. They're still working. This week's theme, songs that have a little bit of a choir in them. And we're starting off strong.
All right.
With tune and clue number one. The gospel choir in this song wasn't added for flavor. It was recorded by Andre Crouch and his choir, one of the most respected gospel groups in the world. And they originally hesitated because of the religious controversy around the song. After the music video backlash, the choir actually became more in demand.
Maitland. Madonna, Like a Prayer.
Nailed it.
God, this was so scandalous back then.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now in the category of scandals, doesn't even register.
No. Yeah.
And it feels like home.
Yeah.
When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees. I wanna take you.
I know what she means.
Oh.
I don't remember that.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Tune in clue number two. This band brought in a choir for this song, but the choir's director hated the drug references and actually asked for their name to be taken off the album completely. The band left it on there anyway. And when the kids singing the intro were asked, what are we singing? They said, oh, it's just a simple holiday carol. Here's your tune number two.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Rolling Stones.
Hot wings.
You can't always get what you want.
Should I give it to him, hot wings?
Yes.
I should. But why shouldn't I, hot wings?
Because wanted. You can't always get what you wanted, right?
Oh. I thought you were going to say it's because he said Rolling Stones, not the Rolling Stones. But no, it's you can't always get what you want. You're right. I didn't know if we wanted to fight today.
Yeah. Always good to give the opportunity for a fight.
I know, right? I know. I love this song. This is what they sing in Home Alone, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. The church scene.
Yeah.
When he's there next to the shovel murderer
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I could see why the choir singer would be like, yeah, I don't know if we should have done this.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, great song. Imagine being that kid now, being like, hey, I sang
That's
on that
be
choir.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
They're like 65
yeah.
or weird. 70. Yeah.
And they've
yeah.
made $0 off of it.
For real. They just went for like a field trip.
Yeah.
All right. Tune and clue number three. This song features a children's choir as well, and it sings the title line of this song. They had such a hard time keeping straight faces while this singer belted over them that the engineer recording with the song reportedly had to tell them, pretend she isn't 3 feet away from you. For God's sake, we need to record this song. Here is your tune number three.
Sounds modern.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely not from 1985.
Yeah.
Out of the ruins. Out from the wreckage.
What was this song?
Can't make the same mistake this time.
This is Tina Turner. We don't need another hero.
Oh, it is?
I couldn't remember the song.
I knew it was Tina Turner.
I'm like, I heard the song.
Here
but...
it comes.
And I wonder when we are ever going to change.
I'm like, I'm going to need the hook on this one. Like, yeah. I knew it was Tina Turner.
Nothing else we
I'm like, it's vaguely familiar, but this isn't one you keep hearing. Like,
oh.
Man, this was a movie soundtrack, right?
Thunderdome.
I don't know.
Was it?
According to Spotify, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, I was pretty sure it was on a soundtrack. I just couldn't remember which one.
That one is ingrained in my brain from working at the grocery store. That was a grocery store hit.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
God, that Muzak that plays mm-hmm. in those, when you find a oasis in the desert of mm-hmm. not good songs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's tune and clue number 5. If you're just tuning in, this is Name That Tune, Songs with Choirs in Them. This song is... we're on tune and clue number 4.
Number 4.
I'm not skipping this one.
Yeah.
Stop making me skip songs, guys.
Sorry.
Tune and clue number 4. This band's lead singer has written a variety of spiritual songs, and this one makes distinct references to Jesus in the lyrics, "I believe in the kingdom, you broke the bonds, and you loosened the chains." He's acknowledging salvation, and yet he still hasn't found what he's looking for.
Tommy.
Tommy?
That's you two still found what I'm looking for?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
You really smished that out.
Oh, I was a little scared.
I thought so.
Best song?
I don't know. They all sound the same to me.
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
This is a pretty strong one. Yeah.
All
that's
right.
a great album, honestly.
Yeah.
Joshua Tree.
Yeah. That's pretty strong.
I like the one that they put on our phone.
Yeah.
Listen to it all the time.
I love that.
Still upset about that.
Uh-huh. Never forgive them for giving us free music.
Honestly, there's some decent riffs on that album. It still pops up.
Yeah, that's great. That's what I'm saying.
Couldn't figure out how to delete it. So it still pops up when I'm mowing the lawn sometimes. And I'm like, this is a good riff, actually.
All right, here we go with tune and clue number 5. This song is a politically and socially conscious pop gospel track with themes of self-reflection and the need to make a change in oneself to improve the world. Here's your tune number 5.
Maitland.
Tommy.
Maitland.
Oh, Steve.
Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
Yes.
That's it. Oh. I'm like, make a change, make a change. Like, I can hear it.
Yeah. I know. I was
like, what is this called?
I thought one of y'all would get that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a change for once in my life. It's going to feel real good. Going to make a difference. Going to make it right. Come on. I turned up the collarboard. My favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind.
That hurts my throat to breathe like that.
In the street, but not enough to
you're no Michael Jackson.
No, I know. I mean, no, I'm alive.
His throat never hurt.
Yeah.
See them lead. A son of disregard. A broken bottle top. And a wondering soul. Been in
right. Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
We have time for so many more.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Tuning clue number 6. The choir in this song is part of a full 77-piece orchestra recorded at Abbey Road, giving it that Bond film vibe. The singer...
Wings.
Let me finish the clue first.
Okay, sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, sternly he said his voice.
I know. Like, this is my game.
Like, God, Kelly, shut up, Hot Wings. Yeah.
The singer recorded her vocals while pregnant, which she said added extra power because she was singing with two sets of lungs. Hot Wings.
That's not how that works.
The Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter.
No. She was pregnant. She was pregnant.
Definitely a pretty big hint when she finished that clue and said she.
Yes, but do you remember in that song,
yes,
there is a woman who they hired who has
you're
a
right.
huge voice
right.
who was
wrong.
Pregnant.
Maitland.
Yep.
So don't
right.
act like I'm an ass.
You're right.
Still wrong.
You're right. I jumped on you, and you're so right about that. I actually really love
but
that
song. But we'd
have
to name the artist and the title of the song.
Yeah, I did.
Maitland.
Except it was wrong.
It was wrong.
Is it Adele, No Time to Die?
It is Adele. That is the wrong song title. Here's
Steve.
Your tune.
Steve. Adele, Someone Like You.
No.
Stupid.
Yeah, idiot.
You two idiots.
What was the name of that?
Here's your tune,
it's
number 6.
Moonball or something.
Hot Wings.
Oh,
honestly, hot Wings.
It does kind of.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Hot Wings.
After
free beer.
Maitland.
Free beer.
It is.
Yeah.
Moonball.
It's happy fun ball.
Moonfall.
No.
Tommy.
Tommy.
You big dummy.
It's Adele Skyfall.
Yeah.
You fool.
It's Moonrise.
Oh, there goes the moon falling again.
Can't keep that thing up anymore.
My heart burst again.
Can we do Michael Jackson noises again?
You can do whatever you want. Doesn't work.
No. And her voice is so good.
So it's all right.
Swept away, I'm stolen. Hit the sky fall.
From the moon ball. I think it works.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
You're always right adjacent. And yeah. That tune is my favorite thing ever.
Right adjacent.
You're like, is it Schmidel?
No. I was in trouble because I forgot the artist. That was the only part I knew the whole time.
Yeah.
All right. Maitland takes a halftime lead to the locker room.
Neat.
She has two.
Cool beans.
Cool.
I have one. Hot Wings and Steve will probably end up winning. That's all. Back in a moment. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.